come see us at Jefferson Coin across from Albemarle Square. Take home some extra cash for your holiday shopping because we really do pay more.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
The mix of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and snow this morning, changing to all rain this afternoon. High temperatures this afternoon, lower to middle 40s.
Good morning. It is 39 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The Barnard College community held a vigil for test majors last night.
Candles and cell phone lights illuminating the path. The freshman Barnard College student climbed desperately looking for help Wednesday night. Police have increased patrols in Morningside Park, but local leaders want more.
Not just additional lighting, not just additional cameras.
That's right.
But that we need officers, foot patrol.
Some who spoke even reminded that there's more than one tragedy here, as a 13-year-old has been arrested for the murder.
We must do more to ensure that every child in this neighborhood grows up with a loving community.
That's right.
And the support that they need to grow up to be healthy adults.
The Charlottesville native was stabbed to death last week in Morningside Park, not far from where she was a student at Barnard College.
A 14-year-old that was taken in for questioning over the weekend has been released.
No reason was given for the change in status, and the announcement came on Saturday as police continue their hunt for two teens responsible for the killing.
Charlottesville police are investigating a shooting that happened near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and Chesapeake Street early Saturday morning. The victim suffered a non-life-threatening injury.
Virginia's 5th District Congressman Denver Riegelman was on WCHV Radio Friday morning telling us what he thinks is going to come next in Washington.
You're going to see a real push on the China trade deal. I think it's going to be pretty interesting how we do this. Well, we're going to couple that with USMCA, and I just want people to listen to my percentages I'm about to give you here. 32% of our trade, 32 to 34%, depending, is with Mexico, Canada, and China.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 38 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Femi and Joey come from very different places, but they both love wine. Femi is a sommelier.
Hey, how's it going?
And Joey is a grape farmer.
Hey, good. How's it going with you?
So he sent them on a trip to the vineyards in the mountains in Virginia to see if two strangers could bond over something they both love. So did it work? You decide.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, my man.
There's nothing that brings people together quite like enjoying wine and great food.
Discover nearly 300 wineries at virginia.org. Eat and drink what you love in Virginia. Virginia is for lovers. Furnished by Virginia Tourism Corporation.
There are two words that are very important to us at Window Depot: home and family. Family. We want your home to be warm, efficient, and safe so you and your family can enjoy the holidays. For myself, my wife Laura, and the rest of our local Window Depot family, happy holidays and thank you for supporting local businesses this year.
Window Depot is not your typical